At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, moving in together for the first time, and there's only two women that I've ever lived with, and I was married to both of them.
Oh, well then hold my beer.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of experience. And
well, I have a ton.
I mean, the first one didn't work out, but that was not really about...
Not for lack of trying, on your part anyway.
We did try a lot.
Yeah, no, the problem was her trying with other guys.
617-655-1234. You can call or text us. What happened when you moved in together for the first time? Producer Dan and his girlfriend Kaylee, they signed the lease.
Yep.
Did you feel that in that moment, that pressure?
No, man. August 1st, I think it's going to be great.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think you guys are really good for one another.
I mean, there will be bumps because we're humans.
Oh, no.
But I'm
of
not.
Of course
yeah.
not. But
yes.
I just.
I'm not expecting.
You're both in such a good space. I think, yes.
I'm not expecting happy. One of us to be moved out by August 3rd.
No.
That'd be good content for the show, Dan. I'm just saying.
How dare you?
Ollie's from Clayton. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning.
What did your ex do when you guys started living together?
So I have like a long distance relationship, so we would like spend a week with each other at a time. But he came to my house one time and I saw him blow his nose into the hand towel and then put it back, and I nearly lost my mind.
Straight to jail. Straight to jail.
It made me question how many times he did it at his place, and I dried my hands.
Oh my God, I can't.
That made me gag.
I couldn't live with someone that did that.
That just caused my eyes to water. That is the most disgusting thing I've ever
What did you say to him?
I was just so disgusted. I don't even think I could get words out when I saw it happen.
Did he change his behavior?
I was just like, nope, this is not happening. No, that's why he's an ex.
Oh! That's my girl.
Thank you, Holly. Christina's from Pembroke. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I don't know if this sounds like a thing from moving in together.
I don't know. It's the dishwasher. It's a constant thing.
I feel like that is drama with people.
I cannot load the dishwasher correctly. And he goes in and he changes everything.
All right. Hold on. It's you that cannot load the dishwasher correctly and he goes in behind you to fix it?
I can't either.
Are you...
Yeah.
So he loads it like an architect and you load it like there's no rules in society.
Like a feral raccoon is what my dishwasher looks like at all times.
Mm-hmm. No, when I'm loading the dishwasher, it's like a game of Tetris. You would look at it and go, it's beautiful when I get done loading the dishwasher.
I'm like, it's fine. It all gets washed.
What's the point of having one if you got to do all that?
I don't know how we're still living together after all these years, Kennedy. Matt is from Saugus. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right. What's going on here?
Well, I'm just trying to save Dan, you know, some misery. Toilet paper over the top, not from underneath, behind.
That's interesting.
Sometimes it's the simple things.
Matt, I'm in the minority where I don't really care which way the toilet paper roll goes, but I guarantee you she probably does.
Yes, case in point.
So I appreciate you.
I'll take it one step further. If it's empty, you put a new one back on, and you throw away the old one. We don't stack on top.
Oh, that infuriates me.
Or like you just put it on the sink next to the toilet. We don't do any of that.
Yeah. We're done with that. When we live alone, Dan, we can do whatever the hell we want. But when someone else comes in, we have to start picking up our messes.
No, I don't want to derail this, but why does everyone care which way the toilet paper is?
I don't either.
Why does it matter?
It does matter. The guy who invented the toilet paper roll rolled it over the top. That's how he filed the patent. End of conversation.
Of course you have a strong opinion on toilet paper.
Audrey's from Pembroke. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. So you move in together and it's just utter chaos. Why?
Because one of the first times I threw our quote-unquote laundry in together, I washed his cell phone.
The very first time?
That's not your fault. If it's in the pockets, it stays in the pockets.
That's right.
If it's inside out, it stays inside out. Done.
That's right. Oh, definitely the inside out. Definitely.
Not my job.
The pocket thing. Well, this is it was 25 years ago. The cell phones were tiny. Remember that whole fad? It's like the smaller the cell phone, the cooler you were.
Yeah. And what did he say?
Well, first, like, once I got over the fact that I was staring at his work cell phone, like, he was on call for work, and I was staring at it in the bottom of the washing machine drum. Once I got over that, I don't even remember what he said. I just know that this is still a story floating around the family. That's 25 years.
No pun intended.
He should have had a Nokia. That would have. He would have been fine. It would have broke the washing machine. Then would have came out pristine.
She said floating, and Kennedy said pun intended. Did you catch that?
No, I'm sorry.
I said no pun intended. Yeah. I don't think she meant it, but it works.
She said that story's floating around the family.
Yeah,
Kennedy's
it surely
like, pun
is.
Kennedy, do you have any for me?
I don't know that I ever lived with anyone who actually helped pay the rent.
Ever?
Yeah, I really don't think so.
You've supported a lot of boys. I wouldn't call them men.
No. Look, I think at the end of the day, I just chose poorly.
Yeah.
I think you have chosen wisely, and that is half the battle, my friend. If you've already had these discussions before you walk into the house, that's half the battle. If you're having them as soon as you get in the house, well, then, you know, there's that. And, yeah.
When are you going to get the cat?
When?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.